Elementary school teachers don't usually encourage their students to dig in the dirt, but that was the morning's main activity at Kincaid Elementary School in Anchorage recently. Students in the Gifted program were harvesting their bumper crop of red, white, and blue potatoes. The gardening project is meant to give students a better idea of where the food they eat comes from. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Kincaid teacher Glenn Oliver doesn't have a classroom. He has a mini natural history museum. Rows of shelves line every inch of the back wall, crammed with things he's collected or made over the years. Things like a mummified mouse and a custom crafted clay tomb. A table up front is covered with dried mushrooms, and his classroom extends outside too, where he has an apple orchard, a heated greenhouse, and a neat row of potato beds.
Tatiana, very good.
You're lucky.
You were going to really have some potatoes. Look at this.
After months of watering and waiting, it's finally harvest day. Oliver's group of 5th and 6th graders, gifted students from Gladys Woods Elementary, are getting a little help from kindergartners at Kincaid.
We got a lot of potatoes.
Tatiana is offering guidance to kindergartner Jack as they dig into an especially productive patch.
I got a big one. It just won't come out.
Look at that. Really big. There's a potato in here.
Oh my goodness. Whoa.
A few rows away, fifth grader Alexis also has a good crop. This is her second year growing potatoes with Mr. Oliver, and she explains how it works.
We grew them by putting a potato in first, either a red, white, or blue. We put them in, and then over the summer, some people came to help water them, and they just grew so big that they popped out of the ground.
This year's bounty is much more impressive than last year. The class speculates a sunnier summer combined with some extra fertilizer helped the crop along. And more potatoes means more digging, which Alexis says is what makes this project so great.
I think it's fun because we're kids, we like to play in dirt, and here we get to.
It's hard to find a student who disagrees with this assessment. Certainly not Jackson, who's working his bed with the enthusiasm of a miner panning for gold.
I love digging.
Why do you like digging?
I don't know. It just comes naturally to me.
Do you have a garden at home?
No, I want one, though.
Whoa. Back in the classroom, the students count and weigh the potatoes and record how much of each kind they harvested. The white and blue potatoes did the best. There are a few reds in the mix, too, but many look more like peas than potatoes. But no matter how many potatoes each student harvests, Oliver hopes they take away a simple lesson.
That they know where that food comes out of the ground. That's probably the most important thing, that food doesn't really come from a store.
Oliver also wants the students to practice real-world math skills as they calculate their crop's weight in grams and then compare this year's results to last year. And judging by the enthusiasm that students display as they pile their potatoes onto metric scales, the most important goal may be to prove that learning is fun.
Well, actually, I had a teacher tell me the other day that the kids were making too much noise. They were yelling and screaming with joy too much. So I kind of laughed. They're learning too much.
The students are already thinking of ways to improve their yield next year. Slugs have been a persistent problem. Mr. Oliver mentions a lot of gardeners use containers of beer to lure the slugs away from the dirt.
So, kind of like people, some slugs are attracted. I guess it must be the yeast that they smell. And they crawl in, and they don't crawl out. Okay, so they drowned in the beer. And it kills them.
But he acknowledges bringing beer into an elementary school may be a tough sell, even if it is in the interest of growing a healthy crop of red, white, and blue potatoes. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.